room, hall 4AB. This is the fellowship morning meeting. Staff leader Janice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not hearing anything back. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we're getting there. We are getting there. I know I had my own morning yesterday, so I'm allowing you a little bit of slowness this morning, just a little bit, because it's so very early. I was going to go over our week schedule, but I want to get Olivier up and going, because as all the chairs of our advisory committees and supporting organizations, his docket is full today. So I want to be respectful of that time. If you haven't signed in, we do have a sign-up paper. It's back here behind me from a fellowship perspective only. All other visitors and guests do not need to sign in for Mama J. So just those fellows, please make sure you hit the sign-in list. So this morning we have chairs from two of our supporting organizations or advisory committees coming in. Olivier, who is the current chair for the At-Large Advisory Committee, will be sharing with you, imparting some of his wisdom, experience, and overall knowledge. Following that, we will have Elisa Cooper, who is the current chair of the Business Constituency. She'll be stopping in a little bit later. Olivier, if you would like to take it from here and just let us know when you want us to advance the slides, we're good.
Thank you very much, Janice.
question I was going to ask is whether anyone has a laser pointer by any chance. You know, one of these little laser things? Okay. Now, the reason is because, of course, I always come unprepared, and I should have a laser pointer, and I have to ask for one every time. Never mind. All right. I'm here to tell you a little bit about the At-Large Advisory Committee, which is effectively the part of ICANN that is supposed to bring forward the points of view and the interests of Internet users into the ICANN processes. So we don't have any contracted parties or people who are primarily involved in creating new GTLDs or involved in any of the business side of ICANN. What we're particularly interested in is to see whether ICANN policies can be changed or advised on, and taking into account what pretty much each and every one of us is, which is a user of the Internet and user of the web. If we could have the first slide, please. Now, I'm not sure, is this the second day of fellowship? So have you all already seen this horrendous diagram? So this is the multi-stakeholder model. As you know, ICANN is a multi-stakeholder model in itself. And what we sometimes do, because everything points over to the board of directors, and I'm sure someone will explain you or has already explained to you the overall structure. If we can go to the next slide, we got rid of the board, which makes a lot of people happy sometimes, and basically looked at all of the different component parts of ICANN. And in fact, even according to Steve Crocker, the chair of the board, really the board is there to maybe not rubber stamp, but you know, to make the final decisions on things. But really the hard work takes place in all of the supporting organizations, the SOs, and the advisory. Policy gets developed in the supporting organization. So you have the ASO, if you look at the bottom of the screen, the ASO, the address supporting organization, the GNSO, oh wow, there's a magic thing, the GNSO for the generic names supporting organization, the CCNSO that deals with the country code name supporting organization, and two of these three supporting organizations are multi-stakeholder models in themselves. They might not be full multi-stakeholder models. There might be one or the other stakeholders missing. For example, the governments would not be taking part directly into the GNSO and into the ASO. That's, of course, because the governments have got their own advisory committee on the right-hand side of the screen, the Government Advisory Committee. There are other advisory committees that are part of ICANN that are mostly technical in nature. And then you've got this thing called At Large, which has Internet users and which in itself is multi-stakeholder. And if we move to the next slide, please, we can have a look at the At Large organizational diagram. So the way that we are structured is into five regions, the five ICANN regions. And each one of the regions has got a regional at-large organization that takes care of the region. Since we like acronyms in this environment, we call them RALOs, or RALOs, depending on whether you come from one country or another. Then we just add a few more characters in front of that to make the name of each one of our regions. So for Africa, it would be AFRALO. For Asia-Pacific, it would be AP-RALO. For Europe, it would be EU-RALO. And I'll let you guess the Latin America and Caribbean and the North America one. There's a pattern here. And so each one of these RALOs have within, as their members, at-large structures. Now, what is an at-large structure? An at-large structure